As I drive throughout Waco with Stephen Sloan, director of Baylor University's Institute for Oral History, he is quick to point out how he now thinks in pens. You know, like the kind you'd find on a map marking a specific spot.
I have this experience as I drive now, and I see pens, you know. So we just passed a couple of pens. We got a pen up here on the left we're passing, and then we're going to stop at another pen up over the hill.
The pen we're arriving at is Jasper's Barbecue on Elm Avenue. It's Waco's oldest operating barbecue restaurant. However, these pens aren't your typical destination. They're markers throughout McLennan County indicating historical locations, and they're all part of a free app called Waco History. There's even a companion website. Both, which were spearheaded by the Institute for Oral History and Baylor's Texas Collection, serve as somewhat of a virtual museum. Both organizations, along with students, pre-populated the app with handwritten stories, archival photos, and audio clips on historic places throughout McLennan County. On this day, Sloan is arriving to several of these sites and posting signs indicating the location is part of the Waco History app. There's a QR code on the corner of the sign that visitors can scan. It takes them to that location's entry on the website. Here's Sloan.
What's great about a place-based app is you can create an entry for buildings that aren't extant anymore. So the 1953 tornado changed downtown. Now we can put some of those old historic structures that were wiped out back on the map.
The impetus behind the app, Sloan says, is the lack of a museum that specifically covers Waco and McLennan County history as its theme. The Waco History app launched earlier this spring and currently contains about 70 historic sites. Throughout the nation, there are similar apps in cities like New Orleans, Cleveland, and Baltimore. They've all been created by CurateScape, a web and mobile app framework that emphasizes storytelling, according to their website. Waco and East Texas are the only two areas in Texas with apps with the company. Each entry serves as a window into the past. For example, searching for Cameron Park pulls up several audio clips, including this one memory from days gone by.
Earliest memories was the playground and the cold springs, Proctor Springs, being able to go down there and get that cold water coming out of that hill and get in that little pool, and we could take watermelons down there in the summer and put them in that cold water and get them good and cool and break them open and eat.
The app also includes a section that offers curated tours, which take you through a collection of historic sites, like houses of worship. The app is available for both Apple and Android devices. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.